Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of the Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 17 with verses 24 through 27. When they came to Capernaum, the collectors of the temple tax approached Peter and said, "Doesn't your teacher pay the temple tax?" "Yes," Peter said. When he came into the house before he had time to speak, Jesus asked him, "What is your opinion, Simon? From whom do the kings of the earth take tolls or census tax? From their subjects or from foreigners?" When he said, "From foreigners," Jesus said to him, "Then the subjects are exempt, but that we may not offend them, go to the sea, drop in a hook, and take the first fish that comes up. Open its mouth, and you will find a coin worth twice the temple tax. Give that to them for me and for you." We continue our discussion today centered around a catechumen's questions he recently asked from our work in a local prison, where we begin every week the opportunity to bring the universal faith to those who are lost, lonely, and languished. We've answered whether confession is mandatory and what the purpose of confession is. Today, we will discuss what Holy Communion is. And mind you, this is in brevity, completely in brevity. It's in brief. But it is, in its transubstantiation form, and why Catholics receive His body, blood, soul, and divinity each time they receive the Eucharist in every Mass celebrated. "What is communion?" he asked. "In Holy Communion, we receive Jesus Christ, who gives himself to us in his body, blood, soul, and divinity each time we consume him. Jesus gave this directive when he said at his Last Supper with his apostles, in Luke 22, verses 19 and 20, "This is ordered by Jesus to receive his body and blood in memory of he who saved the world from their sins." And I quote Luke 22, verses 19 and 20. "Then Jesus took the bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, 'This is my body, which will be given for you. Do this in memory of me.' And likewise the cup after they had eaten, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which will be shed for you.'" This intimate union with Christ both signifies and strengthens our union with Him and His church. Jesus speaks of the importance of Holy Communion when he states in John 6, 53 through 57, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. My flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink." Because Holy Communion unites us to Jesus, it also strengthens us against sin, helps us to live a devout Christian life, and prepares us for the heavenly banquet, as long as we receive Him worthily. To receive Holy Communion worthily, it is necessary to be free from mortal sin, to have a right intention, and to obey the Church's laws on the fast required before Holy Communion, out of reverence for the body and blood of our divine Lord. The fast requirement is to fast for 1 hour before receiving Holy Communion. There are exceptions to this for the young and the elderly. This is discussed in 1 Corinthians 11:27 through 29. Wherefore, whoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, I have personally asked people who attend Mass with me that if they are not Catholic, then they should not receive until they believe. Amen. Once you recognize Jesus, as being truly present in the Eucharist, then you will want to be Christ-fed too. Mm-hmm. Amen. Just like me and my soulmate in Christ, Tony, where we seek Him every day to remain in absolute communion with Him. Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. This is our intention. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. We pray for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for Boston, a.k.a. Keith. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. And the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for our Holy Mother in daily rosaries for the sister of Jackie. Daily prayers for our neighbor Thelma, prayers for a friend and his wife for a baby to be born. We're praying for my cousins Cheryl and Joe. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name we pray. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, Evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Then my poem comes from a study of Matthew's Gospel. Our practice today is in chapter 17 with verses 24 through 27. Temple tax. Jesus tells Peter to go fishing and get a coin out of his mouth. Worth twice the tax. Amen. The amazing miracles of Christ Jesus. Today we have a 1, 2, 3 stanza poem. It's titled, Simon, what opinion is yours to remain? In Capernaum came they, approaching tax temple collectors, same. Tax of the temple your teacher pay? Saying yes, Peter obeyed the game. Peter asked by Jesus to obey, Simon, what opinion is yours to remain? Tax census or tolls they must convey? Is it foreigners or subjects earth kings gain? Peter replied, foreigners in kind to comply, saying Jesus exempt our subjects' fame grade. But them offend not, we both won't deny. Hook, drop, and see, fish first, tax temple twice, from coin give inlaid. Amen. I'm Thomas Show Cruz Williams. It's April 15th, 2023. And recording this morning with the angels at 4:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. We close today at 10:04 in the name of Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. God bless you.